Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, the hits keep on coming. Who better to bring on to talk about what we've seen play out and what we're going to see in Congress, where he served also, than the great Colonel Alan B. West here on the Dom Giordano Show. Colonel, welcome back. Thank you for joining us.
It's my pleasure always to be with you, Dom. Thanks.
How did you feel as a premier, a guy that we think of when we think of the military, first thought here on my show and all the time you've been in Philadelphia, when you see the American military, the 37-hour flight, the precision, this general raising Kane, your thoughts when all that was going down?
Well, the first thing you think about is the quote from Sir Edmund Burke when he said that all is necessary for the triumph of evil, it's for good men to do nothing. It's a reminder to the American people that they saw that parade of our American military, our Army, in the 250th birthday. We have the most capable, the most powerful Army, Air Force, Marine, Navy that the world has ever seen, the world has known. And when they are committed to a mission, they're going to plan it and they're going to execute it to perfection. And that's exactly what you saw. This is a highly complex operation that they did, but they executed, like I said, without a single flaw, without a single mistake. And that should give every single American an incredible amount of pride.
It also should tell our enemies, the bigger enemies, the Russians, the Chinese, and the like, look at this and imagine the full array of American military might, the technology, the skill, the expertise, the commitment. Do you really want to push back against that?
Well, you're absolutely right. It did send a message to China and Russia, and especially Russia, because one of the things that we have been so concerned about was this quote-unquote venerable S-300 surface-to-air missile system, but the Israeli Air Force took that out. So now that Tehran and really and truthfully all of Iran, Israel and the United States of America had air dominance, not air superiority, air supremacy. We had air dominance. So that's a message to Vladimir Putin about that system. But also, I think the biggest loser in this whole thing could be China because of all the dependence that they have on Iranian oil and gas and other issues.
Now we move to Congress where you served also. Republicans have the command there, but we have people like Thomas Massie. I don't think he was there when you were there. And I respect up to a large point fidelity to the Constitution. After all, you are a prime figure when it comes to that. But how in the world do you tell yourself that this is violative of the Constitution? If Iran gets a nuclear weapon, they're a threat not just to Israel and the world, they're a threat to us. It's imminent.
Right now.
Yeah, well, it's not. It's not an unconstitutional act that the president undertook. As a matter of fact, he was well within the War Powers Act. I mean, he has not been conducting any type of operations nowhere near 90 days. He did not commit any American troops onto the ground. You know, basically, this was an aerial raid operation. We went in, we struck a target, very defined target, three nuclear missile sites, and then we returned back home. And when you look at how we've been dealing with Iran since 1979, and I think a lot of people have forgotten before 9/11, there was the October the 23rd of 1983 Beirut barracks bombing, where Hezbollah, supported by Iran, killed 234 Marine sailors and I think one or two soldiers are included in that number. Iran has been killing Americans for quite some time with the explosive force penetrators. So to have a member of our United States House of Representatives think that we should take the Neville Chamberlain approach, that's very disconcerting.
Yeah, you can always find, you know, several people said over the weekend, and I asked Bill O'Reilly about this, President Obama would not have struck it. Then we know Bill Clinton wouldn't, based upon what he did with North Korea. I give her credit. Yeah. I could see Hillary Clinton in this situation, though, one of the few Democrats that I think, given the information Trump has, that she might have done it.
Think about if Bill Clinton had been successful in striking and taking out Osama bin Laden, which he blew, how many thousands of American lives would have been saved. And really, when you look at the ascendancy of Iran since the whole 1979 thing, Jimmy Carter, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, you know, think about the billions of dollars that Obama flew over on an unmarked plane in the middle of the night. Think about the tens of billions of dollars that Joe Biden released to the Iranians. So it's about time we had an American president that stood up and told Iran, no, you can't have this capability. You're not going to have this capability. And he took action.
Apparently, Iran has fired, we believe, at least Fox and a couple of other sources, six missiles. But
yeah,
we don't know of any damage or anything. Could it be, look, they have to save face. They're going to do that. What do you think, if Iran does what, would trigger us to have to do more? What's the line,
well,
if anything?
Yeah, I just saw that report, and I'm looking at it right now, that they did fire some missiles at the Al-Udeid base there in Qatar, but they were intercepted. I don't know if any did strike the air base, but no report of any injuries. So, yeah, they have to try to, you know, beat the horns and say that, you know, we're still belligerent fighting back. But you don't hear anything from Gulf Cooperation countries, the GCC countries. You don't hear anything out of Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, from the folks down in Abu Dhabi or Dubai. And I think the Qataris are going to be kind of upset that they were launching missiles into their airspace as well. So Iran is isolated. And I think that that's a good thing, because that's how you get a lasting peace, to isolate evil, to diminish it, to degrade its ability to be able to export it. My biggest concern, Dom, is with 4 years of open borders, what type of terrorist cells we could have here in this country.
Yeah, apparently they released, not just they caught them and released 1,276 Iranian nationals, the Biden administration years, back into the United States. I just hope no American has to pay the cost for that. How about in Iran? What's your sense, the sense I get from people that we have on, and just my own radar screen on it, that seems like maybe 15 to 20% of the population is pretty aggressive, entrenched there religiously, and they're controlling the rest. How likely would you see an uprising?
I think that's the potential of that happening is very high. There is no way that Israel would have been able to do what they did on the ground without some type of support from Iranian resistance on the ground. So I think that that's a very viable thing, and I think that's why the Israelis just recently hit the military unit that's responsible for putting down uprisings in Iran. So, yes, you know, all this talk about regime change, that's up to the Iranian people. The most important thing that the United States of America, President Trump, did not want to see happen was a nuclear capability and capacity for Iran to launch that, and to include putting into a dirty bomb and having some terrorists be able to take it into any city across Western Europe, Israel, or here in the United States.
Absolutely. And I think part of this, the Chinese have been largely silent on this. No aggression. Mm-hmm. You don't hear too much from them. Maybe indicating they have trouble at home, their economy, et cetera. They don't want to antagonize the Trump administration. The Russians do the usual thing they do, but you don't hear the Chinese saying very much.
And I would almost guarantee that Xi Jinping is making phone calls to the Ayatollah, wherever he's hiding out, saying at some point in time, you're going to need to capitulate, because China cannot afford to lose Iran. China cannot afford to all of a sudden lose how much of a percentage of their oil and natural gas, which will throw their economy even deeper in trouble. So I think that what President Trump has really caused is a strategic geopolitical domino effect against the new 21st century axis of evil, being it going after Iran. That affects China. That affects Russia. That affects North Korea.
Absolutely. Where do we find all things Colonel Allen B. West?
Well, you can find me out on Substack. I just put a piece out on Substack about, you know, not missing an opportunity like what we just saw in Iran. And then also Steadfast and Loyal podcast and all the social media, except for, you know, you and I, we don't do that TikTok thing because
exactly.
It controls it.
thanks, Colonel, very much. Thank you.
God bless. Appreciate you, Dom.
Thanks, Colonel Alan B. West. By the way, I'm just thinking about that with the Colonel. Let's give a praise to Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. Now, some of this stuff, the planning, the general, the raising Cain, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, this was in play for a while. But if this had gone sideways, they'd be blaming Hegseth. So you got to think that Pete Hegseth is doing a good job on this. That's a takeaway that you don't hear in too many places, not even so much on Fox. All right, Dan, here is Thomas Massey. Here is the congressman from Kentucky. And again, I get it. I get the Constitution. I get the talk of that. Look, I love Rand Paul, but, you know, there is a line here that's been crossed, and I don't see constitutionally what Trump did that crosses any line. Here's what Thomas Massey said. This is regrettable. I think this guy has to be primaried. If he's going to go around saying stuff like this, here's Massey.
That this isn't an act of war, I find ludicrous. This is a hot war. There are two nations, Israel and Iran, trading volleys of missiles every night, every day, and we're co-belligerent now in this war.
I mean, the vice president went on to say that they needed to act now because there was a narrow window, and if they waited, it could have been too late. And they needed to stop the proliferation of weapons of mass destruction. Do you not share that concern?
No, I don't share that concern. I'm also, but I have another concern, and that is that three bombings to neutralize Iran may turn out to be the 2025 version of 2 weeks to slow the spread. This could turn into a protracted, prolonged engagement. And I'm here to represent the, you know, the base of the MAGA party that got Trump elected. Most of us were tired of the wars in the Middle East and Eastern Europe, and we were promised that we wouldn't be engaging in another one. Yet here we see this happening. And there's a, you know, the president and the administration say, oh, we're done. We've had our little bombing and now this is over. But what happens if this drags on between Israel and Tel Aviv gets pummeled by Iran? Is President Trump going to say we're going to sit by and not do anything in that instance? I'm leery of this, given everything that's happened before.
All right. There's Thomas Massey now. And last week down the shore, not on Friday because we had the event, but on Tuesday, we had a flow of callers who were enunciating what Massey said there. Oh, this is kind of a betrayal. What are you talking about? We're only going to get in deeper. Now, I think this is calculated. It's been successful so far. And yes, the Iranians and the Israelis are going to go back and forth, but we are not going to be intervening in any way. This was not a war on the Iranian people. We're not hitting them. We are stopping this threat to the world. And I think we've done a good job to stop it. And one thing I talked with O'Reilly, Politico says the same thing. Trump believes that American power economically and militarily is so supreme that if we use it decisively in the manner that he has, it gets great results. That belief is going to be tested here. We'll see if the Iranians in an asymmetric way can contend. What would we do then? So there is an attack on the U.S. military base in Qatar. We're not sure if they fired directly at them. Is this a saving face or not? What will happen next, I think, is determinative by what happens there. In other words, how does this attack seem to play out? Okay. 855-839-1210. Got a great side question today. All-time gamble or risk? Henry found that the head of FedEx, who sadly passed away over the weekend, the company was having trouble, went to a blackjack table, kept them going. And the rest is one of the most successful organizations out there, built on urgency the next day. Not like, oh, I don't know, the government, the post office. Frank in South Philly. Frank's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Frank. Congratulations.
Hey,
on a great time. Great sauce. Well, the sauce won, but great gravy from you and seeing you in person there in action.
You almost said it, Dom.
Well, no, I've said what the result was.
Yeah, great sauce,
but
yeah.
Frank, you took it like a champion there, and there's going to be a comeuppance on this. It's not over yet. We have two more events there.
Hey, Dom, I'd like to ask you a question in the results of the count that sauce won, but there was a late switch of three people that voted sauce. And I convinced them to the difference between sauce and gravy. And they spoke, I believe you or Dan, after that. And I think that count would have, we would have won. The gravy would have won.
All right. We're going to have to do more. You were very persuasive. And my wife wanted to fix the election. Not that she would. That's how bad this was.
Mm-hmm. No. I had my one cousin that used to own Ozzy's restaurant on Patchunk Avenue. He was on Patchunk Avenue for 40 years. And he would explain what the difference between sauce and gravy. Dom, I had a wonderful time. The food was great over there. It was nice. We had a great time. My wife and my cousin and my friend from the VFW that I belong to in Glendora, New Jersey.
Yeah, so, Frank. Well, you were a hit. You were very visible and just exactly what we expected. So. We got to get you back.
Frank, I do appreciate you sending away the guys with the baseball bats that are coming after me for quote fixing the vote there.
Hey,
you know?
Hey, Dom. Yeah. Dom, one other thing that I had a chance to sell about 20 jars of gravy, and I turned them down. I said I don't sell my gravy. I give it to personal friends of mine or people that appreciate it. So you and the crew over there is I appreciate you guys.
Oh, well, we appreciate you, Frank, and we were inundated by just great gravy, Frank. Thank you so much. What's your answer on the side today,
Dom? I want to give you the Moneyball movie that they had a team that was just lousy, and they came back and almost, I believe, the World Series. And they grabbed all guys are like low contracts. That's all they did. And they turned out to be, I think they won the World Series or came close to winning the World Series.
They did much better. Yeah, the Oakland A's. Thank you, Frank. No, they didn't win the World Series, but they went with on-base percentage. All right. By the way, we have this attack on the Qatar U.S. Base is underway. Let's dip into Fox a little bit here, if we can, guys, in a second, to get a sense from Troy Yanks, who is live on the scene.
Monitoring Iranian state media at this hour, who says that they launched this attack, calling it the Annunciation of Victory. Iranian state media also saying their military says this was a devastating and powerful attack. This is not unexpected propaganda to receive from the regime in Tehran, but again, an indication that the Iranians are looking to save face following this U.S. strike that went after their nuclear facilities over the weekend. Other regional countries, including Kuwait, Bahrain, and the UAE, do remain on high alert at this hour over concern that there could be further attacks on U.S. interests in the region. Of course, the Fifth Fleet in Bahrain. There are also thousands of American forces in Kuwait. And then the possibility that Iraq could be targeted as well. I can take you back to 2020 when the Americans ordered that drone strike against Qasem Soleimani outside of Baghdad's international airport. The Iranians responded then with 13 ballistic missiles against the Ain al-Assad air base in western Iraq. And so, of course, missile defense systems across the region remain on high alert. Again, the Americans knew this was a possibility and largely evacuated much of their personnel from these areas.
All right, that's from Fox News as it's going forward again. We're monitoring it to see the result of this attack. Once we know that, then we'll have more of a sense of what the United States might do here. And already you're seeing the court. Oh, I told you so. No, we knew they were going to have to save face here a little bit. They have to do something. Does that mean, Trump is not going to do that. We're not going to see that. And I don't think we're going to strike at their population centers or anything like that in this mode, but it is a test of will with these bloodthirsty maniacs fueled by their bloodthirsty interpretation of religion. They are a threat to the world. They are determined to get that weapon. You see North Korea, it's bad enough there. It's a Looney Tune ideology. This religious fanaticism, we would be at risk. We are at risk in this country, thanks to Joe Biden and his entire administration unleashing how many of these Iranian sleeper cells. Now, this is going to ratchet up the American people here to say, yeah, we got to be even tougher on illegal immigration, I would hope. But as far as backing Trump on this so far, it is incredible the level of support. All right, 855-839-1210. We'll take more of your calls coming up. Jump in on the side questions. Scott Presler at 2 o'clock today, all on Talk Radio 12.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Help that. All right, Don Giordano show. So something, let me just break it down, and we'll have John Yoo and somebody like that on to break it down further. What Democrats are going to be using, and they're using, to Madeleine Dean is a disgraceful representative, but she represents the mores of the suburbs. What can I tell you? Madeleine Dean expressed that she's always maintained Iran shouldn't possess nuclear weapons. She criticized the decision to carry out the attack without seeking authorization from Congress. She stated there has been no evidence presented of an imminent threat to the United States. Hey, you moron, stay over in Bluebell. Get a pancake there. She attributed the targeted attack on Iran's nuclear facilities to the Iranian regime's failure to reach a deal despite months of negotiations with the previous administration. Well, one of the things Democrats will be putting out is what they call the major questions doctrine. Now, what this means is it's an interpretation by the Supreme Court to limit the power of federal agencies. It dictates that courts should not interpret ambiguous statutes to grant agencies broad regulatory authority over matters unless Congress has clearly authorized such. Look, Congress has forfeited a lot here. And the fourth body of government, Santorum used to be on with me talking about all this well ahead of it. The regulators, the EPA, the Education Department, they jump in, and because nobody has said anything here, they do whatever they want. They make law, in other words. So what they're going to try to determine is that Trump is doing the same thing. Remember that phrase, the major questions doctrine. And Trump is not. What he is exercising as commander-in-chief his powers when we're under the War Powers Act particularly, which he's complied with, when we're under imminent threat. And we are under imminent threat if they get a nuclear weapon. All right, all I can tell you now is Iran is attacking several bases in the Middle East, mainly in Qatar, but it appears to be they may be attacking also in Iraq. Can we dip into Fox News here? I just wanted to see
how their military chain of command has been decimated over the past week and a half. And so they're still able to coordinate this response. There is an understanding that this is a very large country, more than 90 million people in Iran. And so, of course, they knew that if there was going to be a regional war, it would come in waves. And so they have capabilities. They still can target U.S. interests in the region. But again, it appears today that they've tried to limit this with just targeting initially this U.S. base just outside of Doha, Qatar. And according to reports, coordinate their response as to not drag the United States into the war more directly.
All right, there you go. There's the money. There's the money shot here, though. So even though they're launching, is this a saving face thing in order that we don't get drawn in more? And what Trump's going to do is he's going to hold his fire here, so to speak, keep his powder dry. He's not just going to launch into this in a manner to say, well, they fired one shot at Americans, so I'm going to decimate them. That's not what he's going to do. You know it, and I know it. No slippery slope here. So the Iranians save face here. We'll see the extent of the damage. But you heard what they just said on Fox. More of, yeah, we did something here, but what? Is this more, you know, something you check a box? Well, we did fire back. How limited? By the way, in the heat of all this, since I weren't speaking of heat, it's on my mind. I am wearing the new Dr. Benz wear today. This black is exactly the shirt that Dr. Benz wears every time he's looking into your mouth. YouTube.com/1210WPHT. And if you missed any of the show on Friday, I'm not wearing it because I can't do it justice. I'd have to stand up on the back. But thanks to Johnny and his wife, just beautifully done. The new tropical look of our summer White House. Beautifully put together, the detail, the printer that I mentioned on Friday. And they still might have some left. I know they had a lot, and a lot of people wanted them. I think Scott Presler was wearing one in his filming of this. So thanks to Johnny. I'll be wearing this in coming days. Dr. Benz gear today. But what a spectacular, including our own T-shirt line. That is the summer White House. It is our place. The next one in July. When you hear it, as soon as I get the go-ahead of when that'll be, you got to be there for this. It's a Friday. You make a day out of it. It is it's the best of talk radio. I was telling Greg this morning, no talk radio station is pulling off two events like that, 5-7 miles apart. I was in Wildwood, and Rich was over in Cape May at the Grand Hotel. Yeah, we don't have shuttle service yet, but other than that, I know Linda Kearns was at both, once with Matt DeSantis, the other debating me. So it's a spectacular, covering the Jersey Shore. And again, if you're anywhere near Wildwood, you got to stop in the Mulligans, say hello, and just thank them for providing the platform where we can all come together with this. And the gravy sauce thing is not over yet. I don't know how have we come out of this. I usually stand with elections. This was a shocker, though. I thought it was going to be close. 5 votes one way or another, maybe. All right, so the Qatar air defense has apparently intercepted the missile attack targeting the base. We don't think any got through, according to the initial reports. So is this the Iranian saving face? Yeah, and I think Trump will get that. That's exactly right. What do we do if we have these maniacs kill us in this country? Well, that would be a different thing. I would say then there's going to be reprisal that will be severe. But after 45 years of them murdering us, what does it take? See, it's not Madeline Dean. It's not the Houlihan. Houlihan is in the Delaware Valley Journal today, my favorite spot online, Delaware Valley Journal. Attacking all this. She's in the military. Mikey Sherrill. These are the very same people when Biden attacked all over the place. Oh, but it wasn't the Iranians. No, it's Trump. That's what this is about. The nugget I saw today in his last year in office, 2016, President Obama launched 26,000 bombs on 7 nations. So come on. Who are we kidding here? It's about Trump. But it's also about these people in the suburbs. Are these crazy people in Montgomery County, where Madeline Dean is, are they that insulated from reality that they don't understand what Iraq getting a nuclear weapon would mean? That they really think you can talk to people who said, in your face, we are going to build this 300 feet beneath the mountain. Now, what are you going to do? And we said, we're going to fly 37 hours, and we're going to hit you with somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 of these bombs. That's what we're going to do. And when you start it up again, if need be, we're going to build bigger ones and blow it up even more. And your nuclear scientists, the Israelis, are going to kill every one of them. That's what we're going to do. Do these people in Montgomery, Delaware County, Chester County, but particularly Montgomery. That's where Dean is. What is their deal? Again, Guy Shiraki and I have talked about this endlessly. They're insulated. They're insulated from the crime in Philadelphia. Coming up, I got to talk today about the opening of the trial of that maniac from Bucks County who killed Officer Fitzgerald, stood over him, and shot him again in cold blood at Temple. Finally, we have the trial. Oh, he might serve life in jail. Yeah, right. Krasner will be all over this, undermining his own case. They're insulated from this. I don't know how you can be insulated in Delaware County, but apparently people in Delaware County, it's horsey country now, too. Oh, we're in our little suburban world. And we don't have to face the consequences of this until it comes home. So we're going to continue to put shameless individuals, moronic individuals, like the Dean of Decency in to Congress for life, apparently. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. We'll update you on any more that we see with this attack on U.S. base in Qatar that apparently has been deflected. What's the next step? That's what we're waiting for. Hit us on the side question, too, here on Talk Radio 1210.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in, monitoring the Iranian pushback, such as it is. New York Times, of all people, reporting that Iran notified Qatar of the attacks on the U.S. airbase there in advance. That Iran told them in advance, I'm not sure how many minutes, that we're going to be firing on the U.S. base there. So what does that tell us? Well, I think it's a tell that this is saving face. And the Iranians trying to have it both ways, fire at the American base, sort of, but the Qatar air defenses intercepted the missile attack for their own people, for their own status, while not really trying to take this out. That's what it tells me. And I think that's a fair assessment. And I think Trump's going to see it that way. And he is not going to then just say, oh, let's get into deeper of where we are with this. Democrats already, though, are trying to put that into play. What is wrong with these people in the suburbs? Houlihan, Mary Gay Scanlon, the Dean of Decency. Prior to this, they had that Susan Wilde woman up there in Lehigh Valley. What is wrong with these people that they cannot? How much more talking would we do till we woke up and they had a nuclear weapon? I mean, there are pretty substantial reasons to believe that they have moved some stuff around, and God knows how close they might be if they can get full operation again to actually having a functioning nuclear weapon.
I do have what Madeline Dean cares about instead, Dom.
Let's hear it.
Bananas. What's
yeah,
the tariff
right.
on bananas? Americans, by the way, love bananas. We buy billions of them a year. I love bananas. What's the tariff on bananas?
Yeah, you love bicycles, too, with slave labor in China. Or is that your husband? And what is it with these Democrat women? That's my husband. That's how we made millions. Mikey Sherrill, I don't get into the finances of the family. It's my husband that made the $7 million on all this stock trading. So is it they're just insulated in the suburbs, that reality doesn't come through to them? Even some of the here is Van Jones. And Van Jones I've had on several times. I differ with him politically, but he's a smart guy. And he, in many instances, is reasonable. Listen to what he said. This is Cut 13, Henry. Van Jones, about we know for sure that Iran is enriching uranium. We're not guessing like we were. He's distinguishing the difference for progressives between what Iran is doing and what we thought Iraq was doing. Here's what he said.
Should Congress be getting involved in this? Because I've talked
what's
to several,
that?
Right?
What's that?
I have talked to several members of Congress this week who are saying, hey, hi, we should have a say in this, and we are not getting the briefings that we normally would get.
Yeah, I think the process does matter here, and I think there's a lot of smart people in Congress who can answer all of Tucker's questions and all of Senator Cruz's questions who are not being engaged. But there's a danger in both parties of trying to drive looking in the rearview mirror. Iraq was an unmitigated disaster from the beginning. And by the way, 85% of black voters said don't go into Iraq back then. But Iraq and Iran are not the same. And this is an important thing for us to keep in mind. We know for sure that they're enriching uranium. They say it. The United Nations says it. I mean, it's so. Yeah. So we're not guessing. Are there weapons of mass destruction? We know they're within breakout range. Mm-hmm. We know that with literally guys with flip flops, box cutters, have done horrible with that ideology. People with way less weaponry have done horrible things with 9/11, horrible things with October 7th, and so this is a real threat and a real problem. Now, if the United States, which has the only bomb in the world that can bust that bunker, drops the bomb, it's true. Iran might do something, and then we have to do something. But you might get sucked in. But the idea we've got to get sucked in to the point of having hundreds of thousands of troops on the ground in Iran, I think, is not right. Mm-hmm. And it should not color our thinking about a true existential threat for the entire world.
All right.
Bingo, Van Jones. There you go. The Pentagon says their initial statement, not aware of any U.S. casualties. So Iran tells their sources in Qatar, we're going to be firing missiles at the U.S. base in advance of firing said missiles. They know Qatar's defenses are apparently going to shoot them down. Why are they doing it? Save face, sort of. You know, to say they did something, to posture. Maybe to say, the next time we're not going to tell you. Okay, what's Trump going to do? Trump sees this. Not going to make a move. There's nothing else that's going to go on now here around this other than to have positioned to intimidate even more U.S. military resources in case there is an all-out attack of some way, shape, or form that I can't imagine.
I'm looking to get this confirmed, but there are sources out there saying that apparently suicide drones have now been launched at the U.S. military base in Iraq.
Okay.
I'll keep you updated on that if I can fully confirm that. But it's a very fast-developing situation here.
Sure. I think it's interesting, though, that even the New York Times saying that Qatar was told in advance the missiles are going to be fired or were on their way to alert them and give them a better chance, about shutting down, knocking those from the sky. All right, let me go to Joe in Columbus, New Jersey. Hey, Joe. Great time on Friday. Love meeting your son.
Dom, thank you for making that whole day special for everyone. That was really
the best. It's the best. Even Kelsey Grammer is only tied with it. That's how good I thought it was.
I would take it above Kelsey. I really would. And not just for, my receipts on it, but everyone else, from Scott Pressler to Linda Kearns, to the police, the veteran, the hero staff that you supplied. It was great. It really was. And I wanted to touch on with Linda, but I just didn't have the opportunity, not just in support of you, but I wanted Linda to know, in the absence of Scott, because he was inundated, that New Jersey still has a lot of heart and soul left. Where, we can do this. We really can, in spite of all the subversion and the corruption that goes on in North Jersey. There's a lot of heart and soul left. You see it in South Jersey, but there's still got to be an element up in North Jersey that could support Chitterelli.
Oh, without a doubt. I think it's pretty even at this point. I wouldn't make either the overwhelming favorite. I'm wary, as you said, though. You hear Essex and Hudson County. Oh, man. Worse in Chicago,
Oh, that Patterson, when those towers fell, the people celebrating in the street, disgusting. But I still think we got more to overrule them still left in our fabric. Dom, I think you blew it with Linda Kearns that day. I thought you won, but it's still up for debate. all you had to look at Linda Kearns and say, how many Elvis songs do they play at the completion of any Major League Baseball game?
New York, right?
You know, I mean, that's a staple.
Do they play Sinatra's version, or is it Blasphemy? Did they do the other guy's version? No?
Oh, no, that's all Sinatra. Every time.
Okay.
And that's because I'm a Yankee fan. Don't hold it against me.
The Yankees are okay. It's Dallas that's a problem. I like the Yankees organization. Yeah.
I know. And I got to get that. I really do. And this Cutter thing, I mean, is this like an opera going on here? They're going to warn us that they're throwing these things. It's like shadow boxing, but still sneaking one in under the chin. It's ridiculous.
So what do you have on the side, Joe?
My side is, you know, before they started wrapping these guys in bubble wrap, the original guys that used to go over the Niagara Falls in the barrels.
Ah, that is a great one. Thank you, Joe. Yeah, this is a good one. All right, we'll flush them out. I know there's some great ones out there. Things that were a gamble or a big risk. FedEx, the guy went to the Baccarat table to keep it going. I thought it was a success right out of the box. It's just an American genius. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. We'll continue to update you on these attacks in quotes. And I want to give you a little bit more. Today, I think they're picking the jury of the Bucks County man accused of killing Temple police officer Sergeant Christopher Fitzgerald. Not just killing him, assassinating him, shooting him, wounding him, and then standing over him from a complete distance, you know, 18 inches, something like that, and shooting him to death. Miles Pfeiffer faces the possibility of a life sentence. What do you need for the death penalty? What do you need in the minds of Philadelphia for the death penalty? And then they worry about crime. If that's not the death penalty, well, he's only 20. All right, a little bit more on that coming up. And tomorrow, maybe we'll have Bill Devlin on. I know he's going to be there on Wednesday rallying the troops around this. There's going to be a lot of people there for it, a lot of turnout. 855-839-1210. All right, it is Dom time. Dan and I talking during the break. Remember drones? We got the hoodie on now that's conspiratorial.
Look at me. I look like the...
The drones over New Jersey and all that, we're watching the suicide drones fly into Israel, which are low cost and do damage that way. Mm-hmm. And remember our own Jeff Van Drew, and oh man, they were killing him. Maybe some foreign power had the mothership offshore with drones.
All right, so let's tie this all together, Dom. Going back to Jeff. Well, first off, this is unconfirmed still,
right.
But apparently, according to ViceGrad and other sources on Twitter, and we, as we know, Twitter isn't real news, so once we get confirmation, we'll go further. But there's allegedly been a wave of suicide drones targeting a U.S. military base in Iraq that was sent from Iran. And the suicide drones are something that Iran's been proud of. They've been sending them to towards Israel for a while, jet fighters videos.
Cheaply
made jet fighters shooting them down. Well, we had that drone situation back in New Jersey, and Jeff Van Drew made national headlines here on the Dom Giordano headlines here on the Dom Giordano program for suggesting conspiracy that. And there is bit. If you go back to Business Insider back December 2024, Iran retrofitted a container ship into what they called a drone carrier, and satellite footage had noted that it had left the port for the first time. So Jeff Van Drew on our show drew maybe a tie between what we were seeing over our heads and a ship that had left Iran's port. Maybe, I don't know, he suggested could it be off the coast of the United States. My biggest fear, and I'm a conspiracy theorist, did Jeff Van Drew have intel? Was he shunned in a public manner? And could there be a threat of Iran having these suicide drones somewhere close enough to attack the United States domestically?
And there was that mayor, I forget the town now, who was spectacular, the stuff that cargo ships and things of that. So we're on it. Maybe tomorrow we'll do a little bit more. Guy Shiraki, when I brought up this whole thing with Madeline Dean and these others, reminded me of the great point that he's making, that they want this, and it's, see if I can get the essence of it. These people in the suburbs want progressivism because they're insulated from what progressivism does Sometimes it's just silly. Many times it can get you killed. They want it in moderate tones. But Guy, I would add to that, and maybe sexism because it's three women here. They want it in these hectoring moderate tones. You know, the worst example of a school teacher. Always with that. That's Dean, particularly. Lecturing constantly. Remember with the attorney general. No, you're not getting a bathroom. I reclaim my time. Do these women and these three, do they wake up? I reclaim my time. What are you talking about? Where are we with reclaiming what time? And what I say, I can't imagine being married to them. I just can't even, but that's what the suburbs want. They want this progressivism, this insulation, and Guy's right. They want it in a quote, moderate. In other words, they're not doing what the squad does. This is the JV practice squad, and they have a different tonality. Even though they're lecturing us, they never stop. Even though they're hypocritical beyond belief, Madeline Dean, Joe DiStefano. Joe, great work by you and the Inquirer exposing Madeline Dean and the husband, the bicycle stuff in China. And yet we have to hear constantly from them. One attack after another. Oh, but we're moderates. We have to be moderate. They want to believe that. That's the biggest story that Guy's on to something here, and I've been on something with this the last 10 or 15 years. What's happened to the Philadelphia suburbs? Montgomery County seems to me, people move there from Philadelphia, and they brought the same liberal policies failed. Delaware County, I somewhat blame the Republican Party. They were in charge, and people turned on them, and Democrats now have become increasingly progressive. Chester County is in motion to go the same way. Bucks County is the only place that we have a fighting chance. All right, coming up, the great Scott. Go ahead, Dan.
Just want to put it out there. It looks like it wasn't. There are denials that it was suicide drones, but it does look like apparently ballistic missiles were sent towards Iraq. So I just want to clarify in case we get a, you know.
And by giving the heads up, and we don't know how much of the heads up, it appears that the Qatar air defenses were able to knock them down. And that's a good play by Iran. They can save face while at the same time say they did something without causing damage to Americans. All right, Scott Presler, supposed to be on vacation. I hope you met him on Friday. It was all out with him. One of his best ever. He's next. He's got some big news on what's happening here in Pennsylvania with voter registration. Big news. And he got bumped due to this from the Laura Trump show. I was, you know, sitting in. I wrote, it's about time for Scott Presler. And then all hell broke loose. He's next. And your calls in Dom's Money Melody, 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.